It's Nick Johnstone here for EG. I'm with Matthew Patton, Chief Executive of the Mayor's Fund for London. And I just wanted to find out from Matthew, we just had a very interesting talk at the London Real Estate Forum in Berkeley Square, central London, about diversity and the skills shortage in the property industry. The skills shortage is something that the property industry is very concerned about because it's having a negative impact on development and it's squeezing a lot of developers' bottom lines. Do you think the property and real estate sort of construction industries are doing enough to attract talent?
Well, I think the first thing is that the industry has definitely recognised it's got a problem, and that problem is not just within itself, but it's right down the whole supply chain. A number of commentators have said there's not just a kind of a talent gap, it's a talent gulf, and unless something is done about it urgently, it's going to have a real impact just in terms of capacity and finance over the next 10 years. So I would argue this is much more important than planning, this is much more important than the acquisition of land, this is really about the future shape of the industry going forward. So the sector's recognised that. The second stage of that, though, is that I think there is much more it could and should be doing to address the problem. Mm-hmm. It's not at the sexy end of the business, but nevertheless, the number of people who work in the sector who come from overseas is as much as 50%, and in post-Brexit Britain, that is going to be a problem. The number of young people who are thinking about the property industry and the construction industry for that matter is low compared to other sectors like digital, and I don't see that the industry is fighting its corner at all in a very competitive marketplace for talent.
Okay, and what's the Mayor's Fund for London actually doing? Presumably it was launched by Sadiq.
No, so the Mayor's Fund for London is a social mobility charity. The Mayor is our patron.
Based in City Hall.
We're based in City Hall. The Mayor is our patron, so that is Sadiq. It was Boris. And the fund is absolutely focused on how young Londoners from disadvantaged backgrounds can become more employable. And it seems to us that sectors like property, sectors like digital, which have huge requirements in terms of young talent, should be really huge engines of development and growth because London is stuffed full of young people who are looking for work.
So where's the blockage?
I think the blockage for the property industry, interestingly, is as much in an area of perception as anything else. We've just had a really interesting panel conversation. There was a young person on the panel, Sinead, who now has gone and worked for Teach First. But when we asked her, why didn't she work somehow in the property industry or the construction industry? She said she didn't know she could. And I think that kind of basic level of awareness and signposting and a sense of opportunity is a real issue for young people. Perception really matters. So I think that would be number one. And number two is I think that, and I'm generalizing massively, I think there's a tendency in the white collar end of the property industry to think that it's the blue collar end's problem. It's for the subcontractors and the suppliers to sort out, it's not our issue. So I don't think, again, compared to a lot of industries that we work with, we don't see many property companies going into schools. We don't see many offering proper work experience programs other than to their friends and families.
When you say you don't see many, who do you see on a...
We heard in terms of the panel session we heard about Grosvenor, we heard about Advent. I know that Berkeley Homes is very engaged in this as an issue, and Berkeley Homes has set up its own foundation, which is absolutely about trying to recruit young talent for the sector. Taylor Wimpey have been pretty active in that space as well. I'm sure there are plenty of others who do things, but I don't see the industry doing it. And it's very difficult if you are running a small business or an independent business where you have all the strains and stresses of running a business to then think about, well, how am I going to go and talk to a school assembly, or I'm going to offer some work experience, or I'm going to run an apprenticeship program. You need a bit of structure and a bit of help and a bit of format to do that. That's what we do at the Mayor's Fund for other business sectors. But when we look at construction, we don't see that quite so much.
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, talking as someone who was at the LREF yesterday, we had a talk in the very same room, which was packed to the rafters about the investment market, and you had the chief executive of Great Portland Estates there, the chief executive of Brockton Capital, and people were, you know, very much trying to find out how they could ride the investment curve, and it was very much kind of what they wanted to bring to the conference from that perspective. It was, unfortunately, your event was slightly less well attended, and I think
I agree. I mean,
that's emblematic, perhaps, of a problem that people don't really see it as a problem.
Yeah, I disagree. I think people do see it as a problem. You know, there was Mark Farmer's report recently for government, which talked about this being, you know, a potential catastrophe for the sector, and demanding kind of mega change in terms of the way the sector goes about its business, offshoring a lot of it, for example, and things like that. There's been a couple of other recent, you know, very authoritative reports talking about this as, say, being the biggest challenge. And it is very noticeable how, you know, the conference sessions, which are about investment and money, are people standing at the back, and the conference session talking about kind of talent and, you know, filling that gulf, you know, there were 25 people in the room. I'm not surprised, and I don't think that's particularly a criticism of the sector. I think that's a function of, you know, well, as I say, the sexy end and the not sexy end. But I'll absolutely say this, that if the sector, and it is a sector issue, does not get serious about it in a more joined up, consolidated way.
Yeah, what are the ramifications?
Then there will be some real problems.
So what are the ramifications?
Well, ultimately, the ramifications we're already seeing, which is, you know, there is a demand for housing, there is a demand for development on the commercial space, which simply cannot be fulfilled because there are not enough people in the construction space and in the property development space to do the work. So that's one issue. Second issue that there is a major issue, which is that costs are going up. You know, if you want to have talent, you know, if you need to have human resources on site and working for you, you have to pay more for them. There is an impending tidal wave coming down the stream, although we'll see where we get to in these crazy political times that we live in, which is, what does post-Brexit Britain look like in terms of people coming in from overseas to fill a lot of these roles? In London, 50% of architects come from overseas. Well, you know, let's assume that that reduces to 25%. That is a massive gap in capacity. So it has a real impact on the bottom line and on businesses and what can be done.
Look, that's been really interesting. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk.
Pleasure.
I've been Nick Johnstone. This is Matthew from the Mayor's Fund for London, and signing off now. Thank you.